So this episode is entitled For Those Lonely in Austria. Gabriel, we have a few tips on how to make friends in Austria. There's a fear from strangers here in Austria. Somebody actually said it to me the other day that they think Austrians are skeptical by default, and as in like shy and standoffish by default, because of the past. You know, like they have such trauma in their past.
Boah, es kann doch nicht alles immer auf die Nazis zurückgeführt werden. Wirklich, es geht mir so auf den Sack.
Yo, TWG. G. Safe, gang.
Jo, der eine aus Australien, der andere aus Wien.
TWG.
Jacob and Gabriel spitting bars and farts. Der eine redet schlechtes Englisch, der andere scheiß Deutsch. We spitting here, the rhymes so fresh.
Kommt, verschwind ganz schnell, sonst clasht's.
Yo.
TWG represent.
B-B-Skr!
Hey, Gabriel. I've got a little... I want to kick off the episode with a little mind orgasm. All right? Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Get in the zone. Are you in the zone?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you. I can see your eyes through your closed eyes. We're not in the zone.
Ja, war gut.
Get in the goddamn zone.
Yeah, ja, ich bin in
All
the
right.
zone.
He's in the mind orgasm zone.
Mind orgasms. Mind orgasms.
So at this time of year, for some reason, there's a lot of one word being thrown around, right? And it's been thrown around the office a lot. And it's because a lot of people are getting sick. And a lot of people are sneezing in the office and stuff. And I thought to myself, and the word is Gesundheit. And I realized how absurd it is that in German, when somebody sneezes, everybody yells at them or says in a very stern manner, Gesundheit. You're literally yelling health at the other person. As in like, get healthy or be concerned about my health, so cover your goddamn mouth.
Yeah.
You know, like Gesundheit. It's like an order, like get healthy, Gesundheit, you know? And then in English, we're still in the whole age when, you know, things were less secular and we're in a much more religious age and we're yelling at each other to bless you, like bless yourself because God is going to make you healthy. Isn't that fascinating? Is that a mind orgasm? Like in German, you yelled health at each other, Gesundheit. And in English, we yell bless you.
Ich würde sagen, es ist ein halber mind orgasm.
Ja?
Ja, weil man in Deutsch sagt man das auch, hilf Gott zum Beispiel.
Was?
Mhm.
When somebody says, when somebody sneezes, you say, hilf Gott?
Ja, meine Großeltern haben dann immer gesagt, hilf Gott.
Ja, but that was your Großeltern. They were also in an insane asylum.
Ja, ich glaube, okay, dann einigen wir uns auf Gesundheit. Ich finde eher die Translation aufs Englische sehr witzig. Health!
Yeah, yeah, imagine walking around when somebody sneezes like, health! Health! You get it? It'll be
ja,
absurd.
Ich finde es aber irgendwie cute, muss ich sagen. Manche, tust du auch fremden Leuten das sagen, wenn in der U-Bahn
yes.
jemand niest?
Yeah, when somebody sneezes on the street and they're walking past me, I say Gesundheit to them. Or I say bless you. The other day I said bless you to somebody just randomly because I forgot I was in Austria. And they were really like, thank you. And that was definitely an Austrian. And they would have been so confused because they would have been like, why did he just bless me?
Number one. Die Person sagt, in Austria we speak German, scheiß Ausländer.
Und danke.
Danke.
May God also be with you.
Yeah.
like abuses me for being an Ausländer and then
but,
says.
But thank you.
But thank you, exactly.
Finde ich gut. Yeah. Aber gut, dass du das gebracht hast. Ich habe nämlich auch einen.
Yeah, you got a mind orgasm. Is this like a mind orgasm battle?
Na, ich glaube, wir haben beide einfach irgendwie.
Do you sometimes do that, like orgasm battles? Like as in who can give the other person the better orgasm?
Im Bett, ja.
Well, also out of bed. You don't have to give orgasms in bed, Gabriel. Be creative.
Stimmt. Oh, okay, fair. Wow.
I mean, most Austrians like having sex in the kitchen. And the great outdoors, remember?
Wirklich? Na.
Yeah, we had this study for the episode we did in Steiermark when it was like how to have sex in Steiermark.
Yeah.
And it was like we looked up all those stats for the book. And it came out that Austrians' second favorite place outside the bedroom is the great outdoors, so in the forests.
Da hatte ich auch schon Sex.
Yeah. It makes sense. You guys are like little forest pixies.
Oh Gott.
You're like little forest fairies.
Okay, das österreichische Bergvolk macht Sinn, ja klar.
No, but like seriously, you go like you go foraging for shit in the woods. Like you're like little fairies in the woods. And you have sex in the woods. And that's why you have little forest babies.
So sind die Hobbits entstanden.
You don't have hair on your chest in Austria, you have like moss on your chest.
Yeah. Finde ich gut. Man vergisst es immer wieder, wenn man nur in Wien ist, dass Österreich echt ein Land Bergvolk ist.
Also your crutch. Your balls are covered in moss. A nice vulva. Covered in nice, fresh, moist moss.
Oh Gott. Okay.
Moving on.
Also ich habe auch ein Mind-Orgasm mitgebracht und ich bin gespannt, was du dazu sagst. Es ist schon irgendwie witzig, dass die Menschheit es schafft, Menschen auf den Mond zu schicken und wieder zurück lebendig. Dass wir es geschafft haben, künstliche Intelligenz zu entwickeln, die Webseiten im Internet programmieren kann. Internet und alles, ja.
Internet.
Oder dass wir irgendwie Mikrochips schaffen, ins Gehirn einzupflanzen oder Roboterarme mit den Nerven zu connecten, damit wir Roboterarme haben, wenn du keinen Arm mehr hast. Aber wir schaffen es fucking nochmal nicht, Umlaute wie Ö, Ä und Ü in E-Mail-Adressen einzufügen.
That's true.
Wieso geht das nicht?
Also Captioning-Apps, they can't handle the Umlaute.
Ja, diese scheiß Umlaute, ich glaube, das ist Glitch in der Matrix irgendwie. Wir schaffen That's so true. Viel, aber wie, also ChatGPT kann Bachelorarbeiten in 10 Minuten rausschießen oder noch schneller, aber es schafft nicht, wir schaffen es nicht, Umlaute irgendwie. Und in der deutschen Sprache zum Beispiel ist Müller, Jäger oder Schröder oder sowas total normale Nachnamen. Urkommen sind die armen Schweine, die immer Muela, ja? Stell dir vor, ich habe keinen Nachnamen mit Umlauten oder Vornamen, Jürgen oder so. Stell dir vor, du bist ein Jürgen Müller, dann bist du der Jürgen Muela.
Yeah, but so Jürgen is fucked in many directions, right? Because he's got a name that's very hard to say for anybody not from the German speaking world. Jürgen is like, I always say it like an idiot. Like I'm trying to, Jürgen, like as if I'm going down a slide when I say it, right? A rutsche. And
Jürgen.
And also only because I know that the J is said like that in German, right? But any English speaker would call him Juggen. He's Juggen in English, right? So he's really fucked. And he can't even write his name in an email. Like, he can't have his name as an email.
Ja, ne, kann er schon, aber nicht sein real
as a
name.
As Gmail. He can't, no, but he's, what is he? Jürgen. Like, with an E.
Ja, es ist immer U und dann ein E.
Yeah, for the internationals, like, you always replace the, so online, you always replace the umlaut, so the Ü, with a UE, which I don't understand either, because it doesn't really.
Nein, es ist ein Ö, wird O-E geschrieben, ein Ü, U-E
genau.
Und ein
Yeah, but who came up with that?
Keine Ahnung.
Doesn't even work.
Aber mir ist es nur aufgefallen, weil ich habe jemanden angefragt für ein Interview und sie hat mir gesagt, ja, sie müssen da dem Typen schreiben und dann hat sie mir die E-Mail-Adresse buchstabiert und da waren halt zwei Umlaute drinnen und es hat so lang gedauert, weil so immer Mue, Jue, Joe. Also,
yeah, because
irgendwie, da dachte ich mir einfach so, Es ist irgendwie komisch, dass wir, weil ich mir erst unlängst eine Doku darüber angeschaut habe, wie so Roboterarme statt also mit amputierten Armen, dass du dann halt einen Roboterarm hast und dann denkst du dir, das schaffen wir, aber wir schaffen es nicht, Umlaute in eine fucking E-Mail-Adresse zu packen.
Ja, yeah, ja. Yeah. But I feel like there's some things in humanity where we're just like, fuck it, we're not going to change that. You know? And that's one of them. Like the Ö and the O, the Ö and the, what is it? Ö and yeah, you gotta know what I mean. The Umlaut.
Waren die schwierig für dich zum Lernen? Es gibt's ja gar nicht im
Englischen. It's still difficult for me to learn.
And actually, I still can't pronounce it.
Yeah, and try write calligraphy with that bullshit. Like you can't write nice calligraphy with the Umlaut. These two little dots on the top. Doesn't look nice.
Ich finde die irgendwie cool.
The umlaut of the O, the Ö, looks funny because it looks like a little emoji with a very big mouth Ö, wide open, you know?
Aber es ist auch wie Ö, so Elch.
Yeah, and the
Elch Emil.
Ö is the smiley face emoji, but with a very big smile.
Welches?
Like, that's a good way to learn the two German, these two umlauts. So the Ö, the Jürgen.
Yeah, Ö. Right? Du kannst es echt nicht aussprechen.
Ö.
Nein, Ö.
Ö.
Jürgen.
Hö?
Jürgen.
Hö? Jürgen. Jürgen. Anyway, Jürgen. Jürgen.
Jürgen.
Jürgen the jerk. I met a Jürgen yesterday and he was such a Jürgen. Like he was such a Jürgen. He was an old bloke. Very nice. Had a very beautiful German accent. Anyway, point is, that's the smiley face, but with a very big smile on it.
So ja, aber die dahinter haben character. Keinen Smiley. Also ich würde gern, bitte uns schreiben, alle, die das sehen und hören, die einen Umlaut im Namen haben, Nachname, Vorname, gibt's mal eure Takes dazu, das fände ich sehr witzig. Die haben sicher witzige Geschichten zum
Teil. You know what would be funny as well? If you send us in how you pronounce it as a foreigner. Like, send us in voice messages of how you pronounce the Umlaut characters in the German language. It'll be very funny. And we'll make a whole compilation of it. We can make like a hip-hop track from it. Jürgen. Together we'll make the German language beautiful. That's what our aim is here with the Umlaute.
Gut, dann sag mal das. Das müssen alle, die sich schwer tun mit Umlauten, bitte uns als Voicemail schicken und wir machen eine Competition draus und küren den Sieger oder Siegerin nächste Woche.
And what do they win?
Ihr müsst uns das auf Instagram schicken, bitte. Einen persönlichen Shoutout.
That's shit.
Ja, the prize is shit.
Can we throw a bit of budget into it? Or we make something for them? Can we craft something for them? Like basteln something?
Der Jacob bastelt euch was Schönes für Weihnachten.
I bustle a lot at the moment with my kids.
Ja, der Jacob bastelt euch für euren Weihnachtsbaum eine Kugel.
This is another good word, basteln.
Ja.
Because you don't really, like the L and the N at the end, it's like basteln. Beiseln. Basteln.
Okay. You know?
Crafting.
Finde ich nicht.
It's a nice word.
Basteln.
Yeah. Let's go bustle was.
Finde ich werkeln nicht.
Basteln wir was?
Werkeln dann etwas. Werkeln.
Why don't we say that to each other more often? Like, why can't two grown men ask each other, you want to go craft something?
Basteln wir was? Das passiert sehr oft.
Na, bullshit.
Na klar, vielleicht
what,
nicht.
What mates have you ever gone and crafted something with? Like, crafted something
Alter,
out of a...
Alter, jeder am Land, der eine fucking Garage hat, bastelt irgendwas am Wochenende.
Yeah, but
mit
I'm talking...
Mit seinen Freunden Bier, I'm talking, basteln... Und fertig.
No, I'm talking about something like building something or crafting something out of an egg carton or something. You know, like making with glue and scissors.
Was? Egg carton?
Yeah.
Was ist das?
What eggs come in this carton, this cardboard container.
Eierkarton.
Ja, stimmt.
Eierschachteln. Gut, der Satz lautet, übermüde Düsentrübbirnen hüpfen fröhlich durchs grün bemooste Möhrenmüsli.
Nobody's going to say that. Put it in the show notes. We'll put it in the show notes, right?
Ja, wir geben es auch in die Show Notes.
So you can read. And I'll read from it as well.
So, das war's, Jacob. Was steht heute an am Zettel?
Guten Tag, good morning and good afternoon. Welcome to the Worst Guide to Living in Austria podcast, which is a random podcast where one guy speaks English and one guy speaks German.
Das ist kein random Podcast. Wir sind ein bilingualer Comedy- und Kultur-Podcast über das Leben in Österreich.
It's random. It's just another bro podcast where two dudes speak in two different languages because we thought, why not, right? The world needs that. And If this is the first time listening, look, your expectations are only going to be surpassed now because I talked it down and now we go up. And today, while Gabriel is in his neat little vest jumper, his very cute little vest.
Gelee ist nicht schlecht, gell? Ich
we're gonna talk
bin
about,
mir auch noch nicht sicher, ob das passt oder
we're
nicht.
We're going to talk about loneliness. Because there are many young men out there wearing vests like that that are lonely for some reason. No. So we're going to talk about, so this episode is entitled For Those Lonely in Austria. Because, so I had a few things happen to me recently that inspired this episode. It's not that I got very lonely, but a couple of events, which I'll explain. And we're going to talk about loneliness in Austria. It's apparently a very big issue. It's growing in like the media world. It's growing as a discussion, especially amongst young people, especially amongst men. And also one of the reasons is because we've kind of lost the skill of making friends and maintaining friendships because it's hard work, you know? You know?
Das stimmt wirklich, ja.
I've been talking to a lot of people about it recently because there's a couple of things that I'm very passionate about that we're trying to build.
Weil die gesagt haben, du bist ein schlechter Freund, Jacob.
And I'm trying to be better.
Dem Jacob wurden einfach in einer Woche ein paar Freundschaften gekündigt. Und jetzt denke ich, dass ich das reflektiert habe mit tausenden Leuten, die zuhören. Finde ich gut.
Das stimmt nicht. I want to make friends with the worst guide to living in Austria podcast listeners. If somebody wants to be mates out there, that wants to go for, you know, hot cocoa and basteln was.
Coco.
Call me. All right? Well, just write a message, actually. I'm not going to give out my phone number. Might get too many phone calls, you know. Anyway, Gabriel.
Stell dir vor, Alter. Dann rufen echt welche an.
1-800 number.
Ich kenne ein paar von der TVG-Gang, die rufen wirklich an.
Was? Who do they call? We've got a phone number somewhere?
Ich glaube, wir haben echt schon eine Beziehung zu unseren,
ja, klar,
zumindest OG Premium The Worst Guide, yeah, Members aufgebaut. Call? Und wenn wir wirklich unsere Nummer hergeben und wirklich sagen, wenn wir sind einsam, die würden uns anrufen. Ich bin.
Do you think we can get?
Ich würde saufen gehen mit denen. So schaut's aus.
So schaut's. Yeah, bullshit. But
ich war, glaube ich, schon mit wirklich vielen TVG-Gang-Membern was trinken. Du, yeah, noch nie.
I don't. Look, you're the most asocial out of this relationship. We both know that. All right?
Okay.
You in your little vest. Look, so loneliness, we're talking about it in like the most common terms, right? We're not just talking about, because there's apparently a lot of old people that are lonely, a lot of single women. They're the largest population of lonely people. I've looked up a lot of statistics, right? Anyway, the idea came to me because, as you know, Gabriel, we did an event a couple of weeks ago called Vienna Offline, right? It was very well attended. It had like, it was full attendance, 120 people. And then we had a waiting list because we had a capacity of 120 people, right? And the thing that surprised me the most, because we were doing this event, because me and a guy named Stefan Johan.
Soll ich dir noch Werbungsmusik drunter spielen?
It's not a Werbung, because it doesn't cost anything, you dickhead. All right? That was a completely free event.
Du weißt genau.
We did it out of the goodness of our hearts.
Trotzdem ist es Werbung.
I have goodness in my heart, right? Gabriel, not like you. It's full of black energy.
I'm Santa Claus, actually. I'm an Aussie Santa.
Rip off my face. I'm Santa Claus, motherfucker.
Also du hast es mit Stefan Johann gemacht. War auch schon hier im Podcast.
Genau. Stefan Johann ist ein Photographer and we were chatting. It was actually shortly after we went hiking, me and you. And this is not a Werbung. I don't like that you did that because this is the one thing that I've done recently that feels pure,
richtig.
That feels good, that feels like it's doing something,
ja,
good in the
world.
Ja,
aber man kann ja auch für gute Dinge Werbung machen.
Yeah, okay, let's call it that, right? Werbung für gute Dinge. Look, and me and you were hiking and we both were like offline because we didn't have a choice.
Up, oh, in ich hab's geliebt, vermisse ich die Zeit.
The Bergen. We didn't have any reception, as many listeners will know. In the Austrian mountains, you don't have reception. And when we got back, we both said to each other that we miss being out there offline, completely away from everything. And then shortly after that, I met with Stefan and we were talking about that we want to do something that feels like, that reminds people of, why are you laughing? Can you tell me why you're laughing? What?
Das habe ich gerade so an die Tagline von Vienna Würstelstand erinnert.
What was it?
To make the most out of life and Vienna.
You're such an asshole. Look, I'm a person that's got surrender to the story tattooed on my forearm.
Da kommt immer dieser Anglo-Sachsen, der so ultra cheesy.
I'm always going to sound like a Hallmark card.
Ja, ich könnte es nicht sagen, glaube ich, auf Deutsch.
That's true, though. Like, Austrians, they get super squeamish when you are kitschy, no? Like, they quickly... But Australians do as well, that's true. Like, Australians don't like emotional...
Aber sag mal, du hast dich mit Stefan getroffen und ihr wolltet einfach einen Ort schaffen, wo sich alle wohlfühlen.
Nein. I do not want everybody to feel wohl in this place. I want everybody to be reminded of the joy of connecting offline.
Habt ihr mal die alten Spielboxen ausgepackt? Mensch, ärgere dich nicht. Yes. Die Mikado-Stäbchen gestiftet.
Yes. No, there was no Mikado. That game's a scam. It's just a bunch of sticks.
Wer hat sich das einfallen lassen? Mikado, Alter.
Who fucking came up with Mikado? Like, they literally took a bunch of Spieß sticks and put them in a box and said, okay,
That's a game. Wahrscheinlich ist jemand nur so... einem Tischler, einfach so, der so irgendwas geschnitzt hat, ist ihm so der Dreck runtergefallen und dann war so das Kind, oh, kann ich spielen?
No doubt. Oder
so. Mikado schaut echt nach einem Spiel aus, das per Zufall entwickelt wurde.
Yeah. And then they created these chocolates out of it, you know? Like here, they've got the sticks with the chocolate on
it. Was war zuerst da? Mikado als Schokolade?
The other one. Because I think the idea is that you play with the chocolate breadsticks, which is a fucking weird idea too.
Aber geil. Underrated.
I don't know. I don't think they're underrated. I think they're rated exactly where they should
be. Ich glaube, die kaufe ich mir dann.
Afterwards?
Ja, finde ich gut.
You can go straight to Billa and buy some Mikado. Anyway, that's what we did. And so, at this event, fast forwarding to why I wanted to talk about loneliness, at this event, the main reason why we held the event was not the main reason people turned up. The main reason people turned up is because they wanted to make friends, right? There was majority of the people that came alone.
Loser!
I knew you were going to say that. Because when I said it, I was like, okay. They came alone?
Das stimmt natürlich nicht, die VG-Gang. Ihr seid...
No,
das
they
ist
were
total legitim und schön, dass das gibt.
No, and it really worked. So it really, people were connecting there and it was really cool to see like people sitting next to each other and just painting random pictures like kids.
Yeah.
Like there was even like these big beefy guys that looked like there'd be a bouncer at a nightclub that you wouldn't want to cross. And he was like painting a picture of a flower. I'm dead serious.
Verarsch mich nicht. I'm dead serious. Nein, das stimmt nicht.
I'm dead serious.
A big beefy guy. Painted a flower.
Yeah, he was painting a flower. Like, and also not just like doing it like a, you know, kritzi kratzi or anything, but he was doing it like a really delicate, like little, you know, like a Monet kind of like just brush strokes, you know?
Ja, da geht's aber ab bei Vienna Offline. Das nächste Mal will ich dabei sein, weil ich finde das auch nett mit, also.
It was awesome. People really switched off. Like, and I really am serious when I say it's the first thing I've done in a while in my professional life. My personal life, I do great things every day. But in my
Wir kommen halt richtig sympathisch rüber, habe ich das Gefühl. Haben wir schon erwähnt, dass wir einen Bestseller geschrieben haben unter den Top 20 Podcasts in Österreich waren?
Anyway, so I wanted to talk about loneliness because it's apparently a big thing in Austria. Like, I brought some statistics. You want to know them? Because this is a big thing. And so I'm doing another project and I don't want you to take the piss out of me for this because I feel very strong about it.
Deswegen hast du so wenig Zeit für the worst guide.
Hey, I prepared and I've got the equivalent of a clipboard like last week. What did you do? Right? You just turned up. Anyway, I've got some statistics because I started to hear a lot in different podcasts and also reading a lot of articles about this loneliness. Everybody's calling it a loneliness epidemic or pandemic. And I'm like, I don't understand how you can call it that. You know what I mean? As if it's like Corona 2.0.
Steiler Vergleich.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like that why I call it a pandemic or epidemic. Everything's a pandemic or epidemic now.
Loneliness ist wahnsinnig scheiße. Ich hab das auch oft und ich persönlich bin vom Typ auch, kann ich auch ein total einsamer Wolf sein. Deswegen habe ich persönlich damit nicht solche Probleme. Muss ich ehrlich gestehen. Ist wirklich, meine ganze Familie ist so. Wir sind super happy, alles cool, aber jeder ist auch sehr für sich.
No, but I'm talking about loneliness where you feel genuinely like you have a lot of people that you can turn to connect, right? But you choose to be alone sometimes. There's a lot of people out there that don't choose to be alone. And a lot of them are internationals. That's why I wanted to talk about it now. Because moving to a city, a lot of people are doing it by themselves, or they're here in a relationship where they feel alone because they don't have the connections of family. And
oder die sind in die Brüche gegangen, habe ich auch schon öfters gehört.
They live under a bridge? What? They're what?
Oder die Beziehung ist in die Brüche gegangen und dann sind sie aber trotzdem hier und haben nicht so einen Partner oder Partnerin.
That's a Spruch?
Ja.
In die Brücke gegangen?
Ja.
Was heißt das? They went into the bridge?
Nein, Brüche.
Jacob. What's that? Is that a
in die Brüche gegangen. Also, it broke. Wenn etwas bricht.
Ah, okay. Yeah. It broke, right. But why is it in the Brüche gegangen? Like, why is it to go into the break? To go into the breakage? Anyway.
Mir ist das heute zu viel schon Deutsch-German-Lesson. Jedes
okay.
Basteln, so, Gabriel. Isn't it a funny word?
Okay, so there are a lot of people living alone in the country, right? So I started to find some statistics to get an understanding of how large this epidemic or pandemic actually is in Austria. So apparently 1.6 million people live alone in Austria, right? Most of those are women, surprisingly. So this is about 1.6 is 17% of the population. That's a large percentage, right? I didn't want to just bring like...
Das ist sehr viel, finde ich.
Yeah. And then... one thing I noticed when I was researching this is that the Kronenzeitung has literally a category in there about, it's called Einsamkeit. So it's so much of a topic in our society now that a newspaper has decided that this has to be a category in our digital newspaper.
Und da geht's dass sich Leute connecten.
No, it's got to do with like news about Einsamkeit. Ah. So personal stories, like studies, also tips on how to be less lonely. It's become such a thing, like wellness, you know, like everybody wants to live healthier, or not everybody, but a lot of people want to live healthier now. They're looking for ways to do that. And there's a lot of tips in the news, like the media for that. It's become such a thing now that it's like wellness now, as in how to make more connections. And I was talking to a lot of people about it because I became fascinated in this topic, and I'll come to the point why in a moment. And shut up, Gabriel. Like, why are you laughing at this?
It's
something I feel very passionate about.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a lonely person because I did a lot of traveling by myself alone. So I chose to be alone. And then I chose to live on the other side of the world alone and then became very, like, the opposite of alone because I made a lot of connections and blah, 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 whatever. But it's something I'm very passionate about. Anyway... And then I started to think, man, when did we as a society start to become convinced that we are alone? Like that we've got to do it alone. Do you know what I mean? At some point in society, we, like our communities broke up so much that we have this feeling like we've landed in this moment in history where loneliness is a big issue in societies. Isn't that bizarre? Like we're living in societies in close quarters to each other, but we have no sense of communities anymore. Like am Land, I'm sure it's different, no? Would it be different, you think?
Mit wem habe ich da letztens gesprochen? Mit irgendeiner Bekannten, und die hat gesagt, dass das für sie so toll ist, dass sie eine Person aus ihrem ganzen Haus kennt, also Nachbar.
Mhm.
Sie kennt niemanden.
Ja.
Und da haben wir eh schon öfters drüber gesprochen. Das ist ja, du kennst, in der Regel kennst du eigentlich keine Sau in deinem Haus. Also in deiner, du lebst da.
Ja.
Und in Wien, in einer Großstadt, wie viele kennst du wirklich von deinen Nachbarn und Nachbarinnen in deinem Haus. Also das ist eher, das ist ja schon sehr aussagekräftig.
Ja.
Vielleicht vom Paket abholen, weil er es genommen hat oder so.
Ja, ja. I know a friend of mine, he started, which was very clever. He didn't try and connect with his neighbors, but he thought, what is something that, where it can be a community kind of thing, where people will connect naturally? Because you can never force this shit. It's like going to a networking event. You never make lasting relationships there because it's so forced. It's very unnatural, right? But he started making a garden downstairs, like a box garden or whatever you call it, you know, like a urban garden thing.
Mm-hmm.
And people started to gather slowly. Like he was growing carrots and people started to gather around the carrots and shit. Not around the carrots, but you know what I mean.
Hört sich nach einer Sekte an.
Yeah, but so, and I've said it to you many times that I feel like I don't have strong community here. Like,
yeah, that's
I have to put a lot of effort into it. And this is something that's specific to when you're living away from where you grew up, right? This is something I also got to mention.
Es ist schon so weit gekommen, dass du meine Mutter als Oma für deine Kinder
verbringst. Yeah, I'm trying to recruit your mom. I tried to invite your mom next week for
das
dinner.
Das Lustige ist, meine Mutter... Yeah. Steigt das sogar ein, weil sie Enkelkinder will und ich sage, Mama, das dauert bei mir noch.
Yeah, and also because she likes my kids, right?
Ja, stimmt, ja.
But
aber ich verstehe, was du meinst. Community ist unfassbar schön und toll. Lustigerweise passt es zu dem, weil was ich jetzt mache, ich und meine WG-Kollegin, wir starten jetzt, weil ich will das schon lang machen. Ich bin zwar auch ein einsamer Wolf, aber ich kann auch sehr sozial sein. Und was wir jetzt machen wollen, ist so, du bist eh auch eingeladen und die Carla, ihr habt es nur halt noch nicht... irgendwas drauf gesagt in die WhatsApp-Gruppe. 4 bis 6 Wochen machen wir so einen Essensabend bei uns. Tapas and Wine ist das erste Mal. Alle 4 bis 6 Wochen, ja.
Nice.
Wir wollen so ein richtig regelmäßiges Dinner-Event bei uns werden.
Yeah, because you gotta put in the effort, no?
Ja, A, liebe ich kochen und ich koche gerade irgendwie wenig wegen Arbeit und Sport und sowas. Und ich liebe es aber zu kochen, ich liebe Gastgeber zu sein, zu hosten. Sie auch, meine WG-Kollegin, und wir waren schon so ein bisschen, irgendwo haben wir gesagt, es ist komisch, wir sind alle in unserem Radl, alltäglichen Arbeitsradl drinnen, alles ist nur Arbeit hier, da, irgendwie Termine, da, Sport, und man muss sich irgendwie wieder Zeit aktiv nehmen für so richtig schöne Momente mit Freundschaften,
yeah.
So wie wir es nach Corona gemacht haben.
Yeah, and to make new friends, if you're in the position that, like, So I still consider myself in that position, even though I've made a lot of great connections now and I feel like that I'm rooted here with people, as in I'm, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That I still feel like I'm trying to build community. And I think like we have to be now in our society, be building community. Like even though it's not as relevant for you maybe because you grew up here, so you have your community, oder?
Ja, das habe ich auch, wo ich angefangen habe zu studieren, habe ich es auch gemerkt. Da waren halt viele aus Deutschland und da kam gleich so eine Gruppe zusammen.
Ja. Yeah.
Und das war mir dann zu viel. Also im Sinne von, das waren alles liebe Leute und die wollten aber dann so gefühlt jeden Tag chillen miteinander.
Okay.
Und ich habe dann irgendwann gesagt, hey, geht sich für mich so nicht aus. Also nicht, weil ich euch nicht mag oder so.
Ja. Yeah.
Sondern, also ich habe einfach gemerkt, da tut sich gerade eine feste Freundesgruppe zusammen und ich mag die alle, nur ich habe halt auch meine Freunde, Wiener, also halt mit denen ich schon mein ganzes Leben lang kenne und ich kann jetzt nicht nur mit euch chillen, weißt du, was ich meine?
Yeah.
So das haben sie eh verstanden, weil ich, es war halt so, ein bisschen so, ja, kommst du auch, Gabriel, und ich war so, hey, wir können gerne mal was essen gehen oder gemeinsam lernen und danach irgendwie oder nach einer Prüfung oder auch mal was tun, nur ich kann jetzt nicht jeden Tag irgendwie oder jeden zweiten Tag chillen mit euch.
Ja.
Yeah. Weil ich halt einfach hier mein soziales Leben habe.
You're at your capacity.
Ja, weil ich von hier bin, das ist ein Unterschied.
And because you've only got so many hours in a day. So it's a capacity issue. You're at full capacity with mates. That's what you say.
Mehr oder weniger.
You're fully booked.
Boah, das ist immer urschwierig. Ich will überhaupt nicht egomäßig klingen.
Nein, it's not egomäßig at all.
Und aber auch durch meinen Beruf und ich bin halt viel unterwegs.
You got
und
family.
Viele Leute und diese Dinge. Es ist Wahnsinn. Ich will am liebsten, ich bin sehr oft, sehr gern lange für mich alleine auch.
Ja, so. Yeah, I get that. I understand that. But I'm talking, this is, I guess where I'm coming from is more from a person that wasn't born here. You know, I didn't grow up here. So you don't have those long-lasting connections.
So wie viele, die diesen Podcast hören, deswegen ist dieses Thema sehr gut, Jacob.
Thank you. Finally. Finally, you give me a compliment. I've been waiting for this, our whole relationship, our whole friendship.
Wirklich?
Nein. Couldn't give a fuck what you think.
Yeah.
Look, so one of the things that came up in the discussions that I was having about it is, and I wanted to ask you this, do you feel because of like dating now being on an app and digitized and like, because we are so much living in our digital worlds so much of the time, like when we're standing at a bus stop and like when we're doing anything, we're mostly on our phone. If we're like, if you're in a bar and you're sitting at the bar and there's somebody sitting next to you and then your friend goes to the toilet, you'll probably pull out your phone and look at your phone, right? And so what I'm thinking and what a lot of people I talk to are thinking is that we've lost the ability to make friends in real life and we have less opportunities to make friends in real life.
Ja, ich habe da eine lustige Geschichte, wo ich in New York war dieses Jahr. Ich war bei Seth Meyers,
yeah,
die Late Night Show, und danach wollte ich halt einfach noch auf ein Bier gehen, alleine.
Yeah.
Habe mich dann in eine Bar gesetzt und ich hatte keinen Akku mehr.
Auch, yeah.
Kein Handy-Akku mehr.
Yeah.
Und dann habe ich mich auf die Bar gesetzt, also wirklich zur Theke, und neben mir ist ein Typ gesessen. Und dann habe ich ein Bier bestellt und dann halt getrunken und habe mich halt so umgeschaut, hatte kein Handy, war so für mich alleine. Und er auch. Und er hat mich dann angequatscht.
Echt?
Einfach so, what you drinking, mate? Genau so hat er es gesagt. Ich habe dir das eh schon erzählt. Doch, es war nämlich ein Australier. Und ich dachte wirklich kurz, weil ich in Gedanken war, dass du das bist, weil das so wirklich so ganz Sunny Boy-mäßig,
yeah,
das Leben ist gut, australisch halt irgendwie mich angequatscht hat. Und ich habe mich urgefreut und wir sind echt, wir haben eine halbe Stunde geplaudert,
yeah,
haben urnett gequatscht, haben, yeah, sind noch immer auf Insta connected, urlieber Typ, haben uns so ausgetauscht, was wir jetzt hier noch machen in New York, weil er seine, yeah, Familie besucht hat.
Yeah.
Und dann haben wir uns tatsächlich, und das ist ja urorg in New York,
yeah,
zwei Tage später im Museum wieder getroffen.
What?
Yeah.
But zufällig. I think there's something there. I really feel like something happens there. I'm not a spiritual person. I'm not one that is like believing in like, okay, things are connected and things happen for a reason. I'm not that person. And I understand the people that are, and I'm not taking the piss out of them. But there's something going on there. Like when you meet that person again in the matter of a couple of days and you spoke to each other in the bar, unless you're hanging out in the same hood all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Ich weiß, was du meinst, ja. Lustigerweise hatte ich das auch noch einmal in New York. Da war ich im Comedy Cellar und dann bin ich in die Bar drüber gegangen, wo auch so Comedians chillen und so. Und ich wollte halt einfach ein Bier trinken. Oder in Wirklichkeit habe ich wirklich mehrere getrunken als nur eins. Habe mich da eigentlich ziemlich angesoffen alleine. Aber ich habe mich dann mit einer Amerikanerin angesoffen. Ich habe mich nämlich auch zur Bar gesetzt, habe so ein Notizbuch ausgepackt und habe so meine Gedanken, ich journal ja dann, yeah, bei, yeah, so Reisen immer ein bisschen, runtergeschrieben. Und dann hat mich nicht nur die Bartenderin angequatscht, was ich da schreibe, sondern auch die Frau neben mir. Und mit der bin ich dann ur ins Gespräch gekommen, weil, yeah, wie du weißt, habe ich einen ziemlich dicken German Accent. Und ich habe wirklich einen Satz gesagt. Und sie hat gesagt, are you German?
And what did you say?
You gesagt, no, I'm Austrian.
Yeah, exactly. Like every Austrian when they're traveling.
Ja, natürlich,
Alter. This is the most common Austrian experience. You get asked if you're German. An. No.
I'm Austrian. Auf jeden Fall hat sie dann gesagt, ah, so where Hitler is from, right?
Man, this always happens, no?
Es ist immer dasselbe Gespräch. Auf jeden Fall hat sie dann gesagt,
I reckon in American schools, in high school, they're like going through the countries of Europe, teaching them history, and they just say with Austria, that's where Hitler comes from, moving on to Czech Republic. Like, they don't say anything else.
They drink
else.
The most beer in Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving on to Romania. And you know Dracula, right?
Spain, tortilla.
Tortillas, and you know the bullfighters, where they kill bulls in the arena.
Yeah, yeah. Then France, grumpy fuckers.
And baguette.
And baguette. Home of the croissant. But according to the Austrians, it was created in Vienna.
And the Netherlands, Buffalo Soldier and Anne Frank.
But let's not go there.
And let's go to Germany.
No humor.
Killed her, actually.
No humor. Everybody thinks Hitler came from there, but he's from Austria. World War II. That's it.
And let's not talk about the Brits and their fancy language.
Yeah. Class dismissed. That's pretty much Europe explained in America.
Oft wirkt so, ja.
Ja.
Naja, auf jeden Fall habe ich mit der auch einfach sehr nett gesprochen, den ganzen Abend auch ausgetauscht. Es war urnett mit der.
Yeah, this is something I love about traveling and I miss about traveling on my own. Last time was in Japan. Is the random exchanges that you have with people where you have a conversation or you even spend a night together and then you never see that person again.
Yeah.
I think this is such the beauty, like such a beautiful thing of traveling.
Aber wieder zurück zum Thema zu kommen. Wieso, du hast ja gesagt, das passiert dir nie in Wien.
Yeah, so what, you mean chats, random chats?
Yeah.
No, because to be honest, people are shy in Vienna. People are shy in Austria in general. Like talking to strangers is really like a foreign concept here.
Ist es für dich schwierig, österreichische Freundschaften zu schließen?
If I don't meet them in a context that's safe for them, right? So what I mean by that is if I don't meet them at work, if I don't meet them with another group of friends through other friends, like that is easy then because Austrians are actually very friendly people in those contexts. But if it's like in a bar or a random setting, I go up to somebody on the street and say, what are you drinking? They're going to run away from me or they're going to like move seats to the other side of the bar. Because they are so skeptical, I feel, the people.
Oder sie schauen nicht richtig, nur so, Bier.
Punkt.
Punkt, fertig. Ende des Gespräches.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know what it is about Austrians. I think it's got something to do with, like, somebody actually said it to me the other day, that they think Austrians are skeptical by default, and as in, like, shy and standoffish by default, because of the past. You know, like, they have such trauma in their past.
Boah, es kann doch nicht alles immer auf die Nazis zurückgeführt werden. Wirklich, es geht mir so auf den Sack. Alles,
but not just the Nazis.
Alles, was nicht erklärt werden kann bei Österreichern und Österreicherinnen, ich glaube, das hat was mit den Nazis zu tun. Ich glaube, das hat was mit dem Zweiten Weltkrieg zu tun.
Das Wetter
wir
heute.
Wir haben ein Alkoholproblem. Ah ja, weißt du, die haben Leute umgebracht.
Klimawandel. Ja. I think it had something to do with the Nazis. Austria's got a lonely problem. I think it's got something to do with the Nazis.
Ja, ich glaube, da war irgendwas, die hatten alle Verwandte und nicht jeder war im Widerstand. Ne?
Yeah. Ja. No, but really, like, I think this has some merit. I don't think it's the full reason, but I think it's got some merit because, like, having a traumatic past where you have to, like, I don't know.
Glutenunverträglichkeit. Dein Opa war Nazi, gell? Ja.
Wahrscheinlich.
Vegetarier. Ja, die Nazis
Veganer.
Haben, Veganer.
There's a veganer pandemic in Austria. Yeah, maybe because of the Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the government's broke in Austria. It's probably got something to do with the Nazis. Look, no, I'm not saying it's just the Nazis, you know? But I'm saying that there is trauma passed down from generations and that maybe has something to do with it. Or maybe it's how you're taught in school.
Also, or how to socialize. Sie sehen so einen Amerikaner oder einen Australier oder so. They conquered us. Da kommen so richtig die Nazi-Roots kommen raus. Hi.
Don't, come. Don't. It's illegal, all right?
Ich hab nichts gesagt, Alter.
Yeah, I know where you're going. But no, I think it's
ein bisschen frames das gerade so.
No, but I think it's a socializing, it's a social thing that maybe you're taught.
Vielleicht sind wir einfach Arschlöcher. When you're Vielleicht sind wir einfach Arschlöcher. Ja? Hat nicht alles was mit den Nazis zu tun. Wir sind einfach Arschlöcher.
That's fair. But like even...
Oder du, entschuldige, dass ich dich wieder unterbreche, du hast das mal gut im Buch beschrieben, dass man so Angst vorm Fremden hat.
Yeah, that's true. There's a fear from strangers here in Austria. That's very clear. And I think it's just maybe something you're taught, stranger danger when you're a kid, you know? Don't speak to strangers. Whereas in Australia, yeah, I don't know, maybe they teach it now, but back then it was like, everybody speaks to everybody. And that's why we had so many pedophile cases in Australia.
Gut.
Good. Moving on. Gabriel, we have a few tips on how to make friends in Austria. No? We both prepared a couple. Did you prepare?
Nein.
You didn't prepare any?
Nein.
You lazy fucking cunt.
Das wusste ich aber auch nicht, dass
yeah,
ich
I
das
told
machen
you
muss.
Over the phone. Don't
ich
act like...
Drei,
all right. So I've got some tips here on how to make friends in Austria. You ready?
Hello, TBT gang. Hello, Tick and Gabriel. My name is Caroline and I've moved to Canada last year, but I am from Vienna. I've been listening to this podcast for 2.5 years now and it's so embedded into my life at this point that when I looked up, when I started listening, I was literally asking myself, what the fuck have I been doing before that? I have so many memories where I walk through the streets of a city and simply burst out laughing because you two are just hilarious and you're so relatable. You never fail to put a smile on my face, and when I'm in a bad mood, I put the podcast on and I know when I'm done listening, I'll be happy again. In a way, you also keep me in touch with my Viennese roots and you humble me, and I really want to thank you for that. The podcast really means a lot to me, so thanks, guys. Pussy Papa.
The first one. Join one of the many Vereine in this country. You want to know how many Vereine there are in Austria?
Yeah.
Because I went down a bit of a rabbit hole when I was like, they have a lot of Vereine here. It's a good way to meet people. They have many, many Vereine here. I wonder how many Vereine here are in Austria.
Du bist in den Verein Rabbit Hole
gegangen. The old Verein Rabbit
Hole. The old Austrian Verein Rabbit Hole.
Watching YouTube videos. All these weird Vereine.
Alle so 15 Aufrufe haben so. Du. Hallo, zu unserem Bastelverein.
There's a whole category, nor only in Austria and Germany, of Vereine Content. They call it Vereine Content. Where they just talk
findest
about
du, Vereine. Haben viele Vereine. Ist Österreich ein Vereinsland, Jacob, für dich?
It is a big Vereinland. Like, it has an abnormal amount of Vereine here. There is 131,000 Vereine registered in Austria.
Was?
I reckon they got 10 in Australia. And most of them just got 2 people part of it.
Über 180,000 Vereine haben wir in Österreich.
Yeah, so you got plenty of options to join. So this is my first tip to make friends in Austria. Join one of the many, many Vereine. And they've got something for everybody in the Vereine in Austria. Yeah. I've got a couple of examples for you. There is the Unterwasser Rugby Club in Vienna.
Das kenne ich Videos.
What, they really play underwater rugby?
Kenne ich Videos, schaut bezaubernd aus.
I mean, making friends while playing rugby underwater, not sure if it's the best.
Ich bin nicht
option.
Sicher, wie der Smalltalk ausschaut.
You're underwater trying to get the ball from the other person?
I'm drowning! I'm drowning!
Imagine tackling people underwater, like in rugby.
Dann gibt's noch Hobbyhorsing-Verein, ganz sicher.
Yeah, there's a Hobbyhorse-Verein. That's on my list of weird ones. There is the Vienna Vanguards Quad Ball Club, which is Quidditch.
Das wollte ich sagen, das gibt's wirklich. Have das habe ich mal that? Live gesehen, ja.
That is nuts.
Das schaut so witzig aus, wenn Leute ein Spiel nachspielen, was in der Luft eigentlich gespielt wird. Nämlich am Boden. Das ist so witzig.
This is where humans should have just accepted they are land creatures. They are not air creatures.
Ich finde es aber cool. Ich finde, es ist cool. Es ist so ein bisschen auf die Schwerkraft Mittelfinger. Yeah. Wir ziehen es durch.
But I saw like another club and I couldn't find the details because I wanted to talk about it in the Prater the other day.
Jagger.
Is it called Jagger?
And mit they have Waffen. Like ja. Yeah. Hab ich
and they
mal
have
gespielt.
Like it's like medieval weapons. Ja. But made into modern, like, with padding and shit.
Yeah.
And there's even, like, one where it's like a... What do you call this?
Morgenstern.
Yeah, genau. And you're swinging it around and you whack the people with it. And then they have to kneel down. This looks like so much fun.
Das habe ich... Wir haben...
That looks so much fun.
Wir sind so ähnlich. Ich bin mal mit 15, 16, habe ich das zufällig im Prater gesehen und habe da ein paar Wochen mal mitgespielt.
It's been going around for that long?
Urlange, urlange. Es ist ur das witzige Spiel. Es ist quasi, die Leute sind so sagen wir 5 gegen 5 mit verschiedenen, so wie Wassernudeln oder wie die heißen.
Ja, genau, ja, ja.
Schaumstoffwaffen haben sie und dann schreien sie 1, 2, 3, Jagger und dann rennen sie aufeinander zu wie 2 Armeen und bekämpfen sich. Und wenn ich dich quasi mit meinem Schaumstoffschwert erwische, bist du draußen.
For like 15 seconds or something.
Ja, so irgendwie.
It's very interesting. And then, so there's Quidditch, and then there's the Verkühle dich, so plenty of umlaut in here. Verkühle dich täglich. It's an ice bathing club.
Ah.
And now, ice, yeah, there's literally an ice bathing Verein. And so this is a new trend, right? Everybody thinks of this as a, you know, everybody's ice bathing. They think it's wellness. This was founded in 1927, this club, this Verein. 1927. And it was when they cut holes in the ice in the Danube during winter, which would happen every year, and they would go swimming in there. They would like dip in the, hopefully not swim underneath, but you know what I mean. That's nuts, no?
Ja, finde ich aber geil.
Yeah, bit of history for you there.
Finde ich gut.
Okay, my next tip. Always carry around a fire lighter and cigarettes, even if you don't smoke. Because even if, like, on a night out, right? Only on a night out. Like, don't carry them all the time. When you go to the gym, don't be carrying a packet of cigarettes. Like, on a night out, because even the non-smokers smoke in Austria.
Yeah.
You know, like, they smoke socially. The country's still not gotten past this.
Die sogenannten Gelegenheitsraucher.
Yeah.
Ja, aber weißt du, warum
das... Schnorraucher.
Ja, aber das liegt daran, weil wir eine Nazi-Vergangenheit haben. Jacob, das kommt von den Nazis.
Austria's got a serious smoking problem due to the Nazi history. Yeah. The trauma that was caused, you need to smoke because of the trauma passed down to you from your grandparents. We could attach.
Fuck therapy. You gotta smoke, son. Warum redet der österreichische Opa Englisch? Hat er keinen Sinn gemacht.
And with an American accent or a German-American accent.
Witzigerweise, dass du das sagst, ich hatte, das war meine erste Uni-Arbeit, wo ich der Einleitungssatz war, irgendwas mit, dass tatsächlich die Frage nach einer Zigarette wahnsinnig viel mit Kommunikation zu tun hat. Also das ist nicht nur, das kann Welten öffnen, diese Zigarettenfrage. Das kann nicht, da haben sich schon viele Pärchen lieben kennengelernt und so. Also das hat wirklich... viel geöffnet.
And they all died together at the same time. They fell in love because they knew they would die from lung cancer around the same period. Okay, I don't know why I find that so funny.
Finde ich nicht witzig.
No,
über cancer, sowas macht man keine Scherze, Jake.
Cancer is not funny. But they do have a problem with in Austria because of the Nazi history. There's a sogenannte Nazi Krebs. Nazi-induced Krebs. The main cause of cancer in Austria is Nazis. Nazi history.
It all goes back to the Nazis.
That's absurd. All right, moving on. Another good tip, and this I know from experience, right? When I was single, I had a mate who had a dog. Oscar was his name, sweet dog. Sharpay was a dog, I think. Sounds nice. Anyway, get a dog. Get a dog. Okay, getting a dog is a lot of responsibility, so I wouldn't recommend that. But borrow a dog from somebody or become a dog sitter.
Or get dressed like a dog. Und geh in einen Maskottchenverein.
Nein, ein Dog-Maskottchenverein.
Nein, es gibt so Kuschelvereine.
Nein.
Doch, muss ich Leute...
Nicht in Österreich.
Gibt's nicht? Hast du geschaut?
Nein, I looked.
Wieso schaust du da, Jacob?
Because I wouldn't mind being part of a Kuschelverein. Like, a Kuschelverein is a Cuddle-Verein. Just for anybody listening.
Ja, aber die ziehen sich very dann oft so große Tierkostüme an und kuscheln sich im Braunschlag.
In Japan, it's huge. In Japan, it's very big. And I think that's very normal. For some reason, I think that's very normal. Anyway, yeah, but getting a dog is a real friend maker. Like, I've seen it with Max as well, my dog.
But he's a psycho, man.
He's a psycho dog, but he still makes us a lot of friends. Not with other dog owners, but with other people. They think he looks, because he's a sweet looking dog. He's a Labrador. And he goes, he's got a sad face.
He's a richtig fetter Labrador.
And he's a sad face. We call him Sad Face Max. And so he gets a lot of pity on the street. So get a dog or just become, like, get a job as a dog sitter like once a week and go to very populated areas and people will talk to you and you can try and be their friend. You want to pat my dog?
You want to pet my dog?
It's not sexual. All right. Yeah, but okay. That's a good one. That one really works. I got one more for you. You want it?
Yeah, some good tips.
Good tips. Good. Want to pet my dog? Okay. I love this thing in Austria, right? When I first moved here, I thought it was so... It surprised me a lot, right? The first time it happened. So in Austria, when you go in a coffee house, sometimes you'll be sitting at a table and you're either by yourself or with somebody, and there'll be a chair left at the table. It's very common in Austria that somebody will ask, hey, can we sit on the end of your table? Like, as in, can we join you at the table? So like even in Kleines Café, which is one of the smallest cafe in Vienna, they have very small tables. I've had it happen to me there when I'm sitting there, you know, being my bohemian self, writing in my journal and, you know, smoking back in the day, smoking a cigarette. People would come up to me there even, and they would be like right next to me sitting there at the table, and you'd get into conversations with them. Mm. And I find this such a cool thing in Austria that people do that. Because in Australia, if you ask somebody to sit at the end of their table, they'd be like, fuck no, why would you sit at the end of my table? Fuck off, you can't.
You can't.
But here I was really like, okay. And so now I do it myself. Like if I see no tables in the house, like Cafe Europa, it's really common there. You go to a free table, you're with somebody and you say, hey, can we just join your table?
Yeah.
And you might not talk to each other at all, but if you're looking for friends, right, this is the perfect tactic. You just go in alone and you just go, like you look across the room for a table of people you'd like to befriend. Like maybe they're good looking or maybe they're dressed up in dog outfits. You go over to them, you sit at their table and you try and make conversation with them.
Yeah. Ich,
that's a very good tip.
Yeah, is
you can't tell me it's not a very good
aber
tip.
Aber es funktioniert auch nicht überall. Das ist, du,
nein, but man you darf just nicht keep sagen, trying
alle, alle stehen drauf, ihren Tisch zu teilen.
No, but like one time out of 10, you'll get a match.
Vielleicht sogar öfters wahrscheinlich. Aber
you got better chances than on Tinder.
Ich glaube, das ist zurückzuführen auf die Nazis.
What, the Nazis really like to share their tables? Yeah. They were assholes. They fucking were the worst people in humanity's history, but they loved, they were very caring and loved to share their table when somebody was in their coffee.
Wenn man Aria war.
Nah, for everybody. They were like, we're racist except when it comes to sharing tables. We'll share a table with anybody.
Ich glaube, das könnte die Folge sein, wo wir am meisten Nazi gesagt haben.
We could make that record if you like.
Aber das sind gute Tipps, danke. Finde ich gut. Finde ich gut.
Good, man. I'm happy.
Und Vienna Offline. Was ist da alles passiert und wie soll das nächste Mal sein?
No, so Vienna Offline is going to evolve and it's going to... So watch out on Vienna Virtual Stand, which this podcast is attached to, right? So that's what I wanted to talk about. So Vienna Virtual Stand...
Aber da passiert ja gerade nichts, Jacob. Wann wird das zum Leben erweckt?
Shut the fuck up, will you? Why do you sound like you're interviewing me like you're on Fox News?
Ja, ich finde es auch gerade gut. Aber Herr Moss, auf der Seite passiert seit 3 Monaten nichts.
What are you, Armin Wolf? You're Lone Wolf, not Armin Wolf.
Der war gut.
Der war gut, man. Do you think Armin Wolf is a lone wolf? Do you think he howls at the moon every night?
No. Anyway.
So, the one thing I realized about Vienna Virtual Stand when I got into this thing, and now I'm reading a lot of books about community building and also cult building. Like, I'm not looking to build a cult. No, really. Because building cults is based around the idea of making people feel like they've found a place to belong. Right? It's really fascinating stuff to read about. And there was some weird shit happening in cults in the past. Like Freemasons Club, you know this one?
Da, wo sich alle umgebracht haben in Amerika.
No. This is another one. But Freemasons Club, nobody killed themselves. Like, it's a club, right? It's a cult kind of thing.
Kenne ich nicht.
It's all over the world. Anyway, it's a place to belong for a certain kind of people. But so this is why I started to realize that, like, this thing I don't like, that the best thing I can do with Vienna Virtual Stand is to make the focus building a community within. For the internationals, because every international has that fucking problem. It doesn't matter if they came here with their partner. They probably have it even more if they came here with their partner or they stayed here because of their partner, because the partner is maybe the only person they have here of their true connections, right? Like their whole world revolves around it, which is not good. Like nobody can get everything out of their partner, right? And so that's what I wanted. Like that's why this episode is called For All Those That Are Lonely in Austria, because that's what Vienna Virtual Sound is going to be in the future. And I wanted to put that out there because I think it's community building is the most important thing we can do in this time of divisiveness. And I know that you're like looking at me and like I'm doing this kitschy, what you called Anglo-Saxon like thing, like American thing. But I don't think it is. Like I think nobody, we should be speaking more like this, you know?
Like, und du magst dir öffentlich einen Stress machen, dass du wirklich
your way, machst. The Austrian way is just to fucking bitch about it for the rest of eternity until the, like, every all the evil forces have won, right? That would be, Nazis. You would be the orcs, right, in this battle. And that's due to the Nazis. The Nazis were big complainers, even though they shared their tables. But for me, it's like we got to start building these things again. And that's what Vienna Virtual Stand is going to be. The
du, focus
is
going to
be about connecting people.
Jacob, wirklich, ich bin ein großer VWS-Fan. Ich hoffe wirklich, dass wir, und ich glaube, ich spreche für die Worst Guide Gang, ich hoffe wirklich, dass wir in Zukunft bald wieder viel Leben auf Vienna Würstelstand sehen.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about that. It's going to be soon as well, by the way. I've moved up the relaunch. No, it's really hard work. It's a lot of fucking
ich
work,
Abraham.
And you, like with no, like hardly any budget.
It's a you've sensibles got to, Thema, merkt ihr, TVG.
Yeah, because it's really exciting me. Man, like I'm bursting. I wanted to share this today. Like I told Gabriel at the beginning of the week, I want to talk about loneliness because it's really like something I'm bursting with at the moment. I want to build shit. I want to build a community where people are feeling like they belong again. You know, like because this whole narrative that we got to do it by ourselves, like this is bullshit. And I think everybody knows this now. That's why people are meeting in a fucking park, eating pudding together.
Das wollte
together.
Ich mit dir auch ansprechen. Und ich habe das like, kommentiert.
So for those that didn't catch it, there was a meetup all over the world, like in different cities around German-speaking world, I think it was, where they just met in the parks and ate pudding together and chatted, connected, offline. And I'm like, that's fucking random. But that's fucking awesome.
Ja, und ich spiele kurz einen Clip ab, weil das passt zu der Einsamkeit, die du angesprochen hast. Wir hören kurz rein.
Mit Gabel! Das ist meine Gabel. Und ich grüße meine Deutschlehrerin, die es leider heute nicht geschafft hat.
Gibt's einen tieferen Sinn?
Es verbindet Menschen auf einer ganz tieferen Ebene. Damit die keine Freunde haben, Freunde finden.
Ist das nicht süß?
That's so süß.
Also,
and I can everybody can relate to that.
Jeder ist willkommen. Sehr süß.
Ich bin von Linz her gependelt.
Und viele Leute schon angesprochen, dass sie cool sind. Macht das auch, Leute. Ja, ich habe diesen Flyer gepostet, zusammen mit Milan. Wir haben schon damit gerechnet, dass ein paar Leute kommen, aber nicht 1000 oder ich weiß gar nicht, wie viele Leute hier sind. Weil es hat ja in Karlsruhe gestartet, das Ganze. Und es ist einfach cool, wie Menschen sowas zusammenbringen können. Einmal Pudding mit Gabel ist in der Woche, Minimum.
Also das sind urviele Kids.
Nicht nur Kids. There was like, das okay, mainly below 30, yeah.
12 bis 15-Jährige auf dem Video.
It wasn't just.
Wurscht, es sind junge Menschen und ich fand das so, ich habe das gesehen, es ist mir das Herz aufgegangen, wirklich, weil die sind im Burggarten. Ich habe unter dem Beitrag kommentiert, ich liebe die Gen Z, das werden gute Erwachsene. Und das meine ich 1:1 so.
But that's actually Gen Alpha, just saying.
Nein, ich habe extra nochmal gegoogelt. Es ist bis 2010 Gen Z. Und dann dachte ich, okay, das sind sicher 15-Jährige dabei, also sind die noch Gen Z.
Yeah, but das I
ist
like
Gen
that
Alpha
you did that.
Und Gen Z. Also allein wie die ausschauen alle, wie sie sich anziehen, wie sie mit ihren Emotionen umgehen, wie sie auch das kommunizieren können. Das finde ich alles fantastisch.
Yeah.
Weil ich war da im Burggarten vor 15 Jahren und habe mich mit meinen Freunden nur dumm und deppert gesoffen. Wirklich, mehr haben wir nicht gemacht. Um mehr ging es nicht. Aber hier fahren fucking Leute von Linz her.
Ja.
Und das war schon so ein bisschen Community, auch wie er Freunde finden, wenn man keinen hat. Zuckersüß, zuckersüß, das wären gute Erwachsene.
You know what would have been the funny thing? That all the like pudding companies, the companies that create pudding, they were all like, why are we having a spike in sales of puddings? Like, because they would have no idea this event is happening. But really, like, if I'm excited about that, I really think this is the beginning. Like, this kind of events show me that there's a craving, a massive craving out there to connect and be human again, like, and get together and just have a laugh and shit. And I think this is the beginning of something. So anyway, if you're as enthused about this idea as me, Vienna versus Dan, follow it on Instagram for updates. And also, what's it going to be called? So Vienna Offline, it's called at the moment, but it's going to be called the Offline Club Vienna in the future, because we're joining with a global movement there. But it's more on that later. But anyway, follow that, because I'm fucking excited about it, Gabriel. Really. I feel passionate about this.
Yeah. Ich feel passionate about the worst guide. Also, ich bin wohl der
I
Einzige,
feel passionate
der noch,
about my podcast.
Der noch beim Podcast arbeitet.
Bullshit.
Also, I folgt dem Podcast episode. Auch. Folgt dem Podcast auch, bitte. Und wer uns unterstützen will.
Why does it always have to be about you and the podcast, Gabriel? It's not just about you and the podcast. It's about community. All right? Gut. And so, you know this selfishness, where this comes from? It's got something to do with your fucking Nazi past. I'm going to tell you right now. All right? Your grandpa was a Nazi. Your great-grandpa was a Nazi. And the guy before that, he was a lovely guy. Sweet guy. Very nice.
He was a lovely guy.
He was a priest.
Jede zweite Generation. TVG-Gang, bitte, uns hören viel zu viele Menschen. Ich sehe das, wie viele Menschen uns in der Woche hören.
That's creepy, man. Don't say that.
Ich will aber es haben viel zu wenige den Podcast bewertet. Also bitte auf Spotify 5 mhm. Sterne geben, iTunes 5 Sterne geben, wo ihr halt Sterne geben könnt. Bitte Podcast weiterempfehlen. Wer will, dass wir dieses Schiff noch lange weiterfahren, sicher und trocken, geht auf Steady, findet uns in den Shownotes, kann so ein bisschen Geld im Monat in den Hut werfen, damit wir uns Bier kaufen können davon. Und
but there's big things happening, TVG Gang. And we're excited about him. Gabriel too. He's not as good as showing it.
Naja, okay. Und dann habe ich noch 3 Veranstaltungstipps, die möchte ich teilen. Die habe ich nämlich alle gesehen und ich dachte, für Community und Co. könnte das vielleicht auch interessieren. Mhm. Einerseits mache ich ja immer für Ö1 steirische Herbstreport-Beiträge und sowas. Also wer in Graz ist oder nach Graz fahren möchte, kann ich sehr empfehlen. Die Ausstellung Bau heißt die. Die hat wirklich was mit mir nachhaltig gemacht.
Bau
heißt die. Die Ausstellung heißt Bau.
Aber was heißt Bau?
Bau hat viele Bedeutungen.
Building?
Bau kann sein wie der Fuchsbau. Es ist ein sehr verwinkelter Ort. Bau ist auch ein Synonym für Gefängnis.
Echt?
Ja. Und es ist die ehemalige Destillerie Bauer. Und sie haben einfach, vielleicht haben sie auch einfach 2 Buchstaben weglassen und dachten sich, wir sparen uns Kohle. Weiß man nicht. Es ist auf jeden Fall, Bau heißt das, kann ich sehr empfehlen. Sie beschäftigen sich intensiv mit dem Thema Never Again Peace. Das ist das Festivalthema. Also steirischer Herbst. Dann
Never Again Peace.
Never Again Peace.
I like that. That's powerful. Is this the one you sent me pictures from?
Ja.
Holy shit, this is very powerful.
Ja, ich mag nicht zu viel spoilern, aber wirklich.
Go. I want to go see this.
Es ist wirklich.
I'm going to see it when I'm in Graz.
Es hat mich nachhaltig nicht übertrieben, aber es war wirklich. Ist krass,
it changes
ja.
your perception.
Dann kann ich euch empfehlen, das Repair Festival, das läuft von 13. Oktober bis 31. Oktober im Atelier Augarten und die haben ganz viele verschiedene Dinge, die man da tun kann. Es wird das Thema reparieren statt wegschmeißen.
Yeah, we understand.
Ist mir auch ein wichtiges Thema, finde ich sehr gut. Schaut euch das an, Repair Festival, da kann man auf jeden Fall auch hingehen.
Can I add something to
that? Da gibt es nämlich auch so, wie man Löcher stopft, Kurse und verschiedene Dinge.
Can I add something to that?
Ja.
Mate, if that vest ever breaks or gets a hole in it, you don't have to repair it, mate. Just let it
Ich
let
bin
it
mir
die.
Mit dem Gelee auch unsicher, muss ich sagen.
Ja, yeah, I think you let
Du stichst da in ein Bienennest.
I think you let it go.
Wirklich?
Let
Sprechen
the,
wir dann offline.
Let the vest go. Put it, like fold it up nicely. Put it in the river like Jesus was put by Moses. Wait, I got that story wrong. And let it flow down the river.
Scheiße.
Just a vest. I don't know, man. It just doesn't suit you. You got such a beautiful body. Why cover it underneath that woolen vest?
Okay,
like
danke.
You're a fucking 90-year-old Opa.
Wir haben es verstanden. Ich dachte, das ist gerade trendy irgendwie.
Unless you're cold.
Ist ja wurscht. Und dann 3. Veranstaltung für Wien. Die finde ich auch sehr cool, habe ich auch einen Beitrag drüber gemacht und fand ich einfach sehr cool. Das Projekt heißt Stille Post, geht noch bis November und da hat eine Dame hat Interviews von Menschen im Gemeindebau gemacht, die dort wohnen und hat dann als Kunstinstallation zwei Telefonzellen, das hat auch was mit Einsamkeit zu tun übrigens, passt perfekt rein. Ein Gemeindebau ist im 10., einer ist im 19. Und sie hat Interviews mit den Menschen da geführt über ihre Lebensgeschichte, was sie immer erzählen wollen.
Oh, that's great.
Und was du machen kannst, du kannst dich im Gemeindebau, ist 24 Stunden öffentlich zugänglich, bis Ende November stehen die dort. Müsst ihr halt, es ist im Peer Ansahof oder wie der heißt und im Kopenhagenhof Siedlung. So irgendwie müsst ihr genau schauen. Stille Post heißt es auf jeden Fall. Und das ist wie eine Telefonzelle, du kommst rein, da ist ein Stockerl und 26 oder halt so über 20 Knöpfe mit Geschichten und du hörst einfach. Mhm. Und was du auch machen kannst, ist, du kannst von dieser Telefonzelle, sagen wir am 19., die Telefonzelle im 10. anrufen und wenn zufällig jemand vorbeigeht, mit dem sprechen.
I love that. Did you know?
Die Geschichten sind urcool.
This relates to this and then we go into the worst playlist quickly, but these old dial-up phones, so they were even before my time, Gabriel, like these dial-up phones where you put your finger in and moved it around, these are coming back. This is a product that's being sold again because parents are wanting to obviously take the kids' smartphones away at nighttime so they're not scrolling all night, brain rot. And they're giving them another option to connect with their friends. So they're getting on the phone, like as in the 60s, and talking on one of these dial-up phones. This is fascinating. But anyway, the world is changing, and I say it will for the better. Gabriel, what have you got for the worst playlist?
Ich gebe ein Lied rein. Ich habe von einem guten Freund eine Platte geschenkt gekriegt von Annemai Kantereit wieder, und ich glaube, die habe ich noch nie reingegeben, glaube ich. Ist ja auch wurscht. Und zwar zwei Lieder. Hat beide was mit dem Ozean zu tun, und zwar das Lied Ozean und Drei Tage am Meer. Die wünsche ich mir nämlich auch bald. Und das war's von mir.
Okay, I'm putting in this song because I heard it spontaneously in a playlist the other day and I'd forgotten about it. It's Maniac by Michael Cimbello.
Is this She's a Maniac?
Yeah, from the Flashdance soundtrack.
It's good.
Yeah, it's a really, it feels timeless as well. Like, it doesn't sound old, even though it's a very old track. Because the pace is really quick. Yeah. That could be a TikTok tune.
What, auf TikTok, was da alles ist.
Jeez, now you sound old.
Na, von Musik Mashups und sowas meine
ich. Mashups.
Meine From Stimmung war heute ein bisschen aggressiv, ist mir aufgefallen. Ich glaube, ich muss wieder starten. Mir geht
maybe
die Sonnenlicht schon ab.
Or maybe it's your Nazi past.
Was?
Maybe it's your Nazi past. Or maybe you need some vitamin D. Look, that's it, TVG gang. It's been a pleasure. And know that if you are feeling lonely and you've listened to this episode because you related to the title, you're part of the TVG gang. And we are dead serious about that. And things are coming that is going to connect us more often. And become part of it if you want to.
Ich fand das übrigens geil. Paola, glaube ich, heißt sie, eine coole Zuhörerin von uns, die hat uns auch schon mal eine Sprachnachricht geschickt.
Shoutout.
So, ja, Shoutout. Die hat auf Spotify unsere Kommentarspalte, man kann jetzt wirklich chatten auf Spotify, die TVG-Gang, ihr könnt miteinander chatten unter jeder Folge. Also bitte schreibt unter jeder Folge, was euer TVG, also Folgenmoment war oder irgendwie was lustig war oder nicht, weil
so like a forum.
Ich antworte da wirklich, ja. Und sie hat das geschrieben, sie sucht ein WG-Zimmer im 7.
I love that. Okay.
Bitte nützt unsere, das werde ich moderieren, weil ich das cool finde, bitte nützt unsere Podcast-Folgen aktuellen
that.
Immer für Anliegen, die ihr habt.
That is such a cool idea. We're like a bulletin board for you.
Yeah.
Or like a job ad. No, wait.
Schwarzes Brett meinst du?
Yeah, like one of these in the supermarkets.
Ja.
You still see them in
genau,
the countryside.
Ja.
If you got a public notice that you want to put it up here, right? Right on us. And we will connect you. So if you do have a
Nein, die können untereinander
VG
dort
room,
auch schreiben. Das ist es ja.
Yeah, you can do that too. Yeah. But you can also DM us and we'll mention it in the podcast to bring awareness around it. So if anybody's looking for a VG partner, connect with Paola in the notes. Which episode was it under?
Der letzten.
Okay, so 189. So episode 189. And we will come and interview you in your VG when you come together.
Ah, that's, yeah, okay.
If you don't come together, then sorry, Paul. Yeah. We tried.
Sorry.
We tried our best.
Mucho Besos, ich glaube, sie ist eine Mexikanerin. Ah, na, Kolumbianerin, glaube ich.
They're not all the same, Gabriel.
Eh nicht. Ich dachte nur, sie kommt aus Mexiko. Aus irgendeinem Grund habe ich gerade an meine Ex-Freundin gedacht. Wurscht, sie ist aus Kolumbien und meine Ex-Freundin aus Mexiko. So, fantastic. Jetzt haben wir es.
And no matter how bad you got it and how lonely you are, according to the Viennese, they got it worse. Bussi.
Papa.
Achso, ja, okay. Ich mag nicht mehr. Ich mag nicht mehr.
The Worst Guide to Living in Austria is a Worst Agency production, hosted by Jacob Moss and Gabriel Schascher-Schaffler. It's dropped every Monday and available everywhere you get your podcasts.